السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين گزشتہ خطبے میں میں نے اہتن الصراط المستقیم
حضور says that in the last sermon with reference to اہتن الصراط المستقیم I mentioned some of the statements and sayings of حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام full of wisdom and I mentioned that in this prayer the prophecy of the advent of the promised Messiah is also contained and also that he had to come from the dispensation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and there is also a command of accepting the Imam al-Zaman the leader of the time and the Muslims should think over it ke
musalmanon ki kamzor hal behtri ka
they should think that in order to remove the weak condition of the Muslims and the honor of the poor countries in order to revive that and re-establish that this is the only way open and available for us that according to the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty they should accept him may Allah enable them to understand this reality. Today, Huzur says, with this reference, I would like to mention what Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in order to guide us in our spiritual and religious increase. Some of these things I would like to mention in my sermon today so that people can think that how deep is this prayer and how profound is this prayer and what are our responsibilities after accepting the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and what should be our motto what should be our ideal in order to improve our conditions and to make progress in every respect what should be done by us how should we pray for that
barhal ek to baat hatun pesh karunga
anyway I am going to present some quotations but before that I would like to mention certain other points so that it should be clear hazrat muslim maud razi Allah taala anho ne the meaning of hada has been explained by him
khulasa jo lugat
the gist of the meaning which he has taken from various lexicons, he has mentioned in that there are three things which he particularly highlighted. First is to guide the path, to make a person reach on the path, and also to enable him to reach to the ultimate guidance. The first two things appear to be one, but actually two different. But showing the way, one can do it from distance, that this way goes to that destination. But enabling a person to reach that path is something different, that is to actually take him to that path, and then to go along with that person and to actually enable him to reach the final destination. That is the meaning of this verse. And in the Holy Quran, with this reference, in various verses of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has mentioned the guidance. In this prayer of Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim, we pray to Allah Almighty with this reference, and we should do so, that O Allah, you enable us to tread on that path and guide us in such a way that which is the path should be right, which is the one which is taking us to righteousness. And also by treading on that path, we are able to achieve the righteousness. Not only that we know the path, but we are able to continuously tread on that one and achieve the ultimate goal of righteousness. And moreover, that after getting this righteousness, after getting this ultimate objective, we get it very quickly, as quickly as possible, and then try to find further paths after that. So with this prayer, no one can sit idle after learning this prayer, and one cannot be simply satisfied that the prayer has been taught to them. But he will always try his best, that in order to make further progress in spirituality, he would do his best, and also in worldly pursuits to achieve higher and higher positions. In worldly gains, generally people do a lot of efforts, and a lot of efforts are there, and some people are working very hard. But so far as spirituality is concerned, that effort is not to be seen. So anyway, in this prayer, Allah Almighty has mentioned both these types of effort, the spiritual and the worldly benefits, worldly progress. And secondly, in this prayer, Allah Almighty has rejected this concept of celibacy. That has been rejected. When Allah Almighty has created the human beings, then after His creation, He has also created so many of His bounties. In order to achieve those, one has to struggle hard to get them. And when the effort for the attainment of these bounties will be done, it means that all these bounties and blessings, they have been created by human beings, and for the human beings who have been made the best of the creation, one should try his best, and not that one should go into a solitude and a state of celibacy. And also in knowledge and wisdom, one should make progress. This is a prayer for that. And moreover, this is also a prayer for making more and more progress in the field of spirituality and to get the blessings of Allah Almighty. And this guidance, it can only be given by God Almighty, as He says, Inna huwa Allahul Huda, because Allah Almighty is the guidance, gives the guidance. So it says that whatever guidance you have to achieve, you have to pray to Allah Almighty, you have to pray, Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us on the right path. Everything which is being sought, there are specific paths for that, so we should be guided to those paths, so that we can follow those paths properly, and not only we are able to achieve those, but we should be able to achieve them as quickly as may be possible. So this prayer for the achievement of advancement is very essential and very important, because with this prayer a person actually submits to Allah Almighty that you guide us to such a path where all my actions should be through permissible means, and when I achieve to a certain point following those principles, then you guide me to the further higher stages and further destination, so that without any loss of time, I should be able to proceed to further higher stages. And after attaining one destination, I should be moving on to the next destination. I want to explain one another point as well here, that Allah Almighty has taught us the prayer of Ihdina, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, that you guide us on to the right path and enable us to follow that. Although we pray for oneself, everybody prays for one's own self, but when you are made a part of a community, you are a member of the community, then all the ways of our thinking should be in a collective way. So therefore, when you are praying like this, then you will get help in removing your, overcoming your personal shortcomings. And when you will be praying, then Sirat al-Mustaqim, that guide us to the right path and the path of success, and enable us to get the objective and destination as quickly as may be possible. So then, a person would also be analyzing one's own condition, that I, as a member of the community, what role I am playing in that, and how far I am trying to increase my spirituality, and in discharging the rights to human beings, fellow beings, how much I have done. And when we will be praying to Allah Almighty that guide us to the right path, then these personal ill feelings will be completely out, because we have to follow these paths where we are going to get the personal benefits, and also for the progress and consolidation of the Jamaat, we are also achieving this objective. So we have to improve further our spiritual conditions and also our intellectual position. We have to improve that. We will be reminded of that. And also the practical, in practical ways, we will have to be, we will be reminded to improve the condition. And then Allah Almighty, according to His promise, will open up the ways of our progress. As Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ اَتَّدُوا زَادَهُمْ هُدَىٰ, that those people who are guided to the right path, then Allah Almighty enables them to go on increasing in the right path. So therefore, in order to show a steadfastness in the path of righteousness and to pray to Allah Almighty for more and more guidance, by doing so, one gets the progress in one's personal way and also collectively as a Jamaat. And spiritual progress and the worldly progress, both these things are combined. So this prayer is not an ordinary prayer, which we offer so repeatedly in our prayers. In every rakat of each prayer, we offer it. But if these prayers are actually coming from heart, then they open up the new avenues of progress for us. As I said, Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Waslam has, with reference to various subject, has explained it. He explaining this point, that this prayer is actually comprising all stages of human life, he says. The some gist of that gist is this, that this prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, it enables a person to overcome every crookedness, and it explains the right path of the religion, this clear and path, the religion of Islam, which is going to stay forever, permanently. And this prayer explains this path, and it takes him out of the deserted house and brings him, that person, to a garden which is full of fruits. And the one who is more passionately offering this prayer, he always increases him in goodness and virtue. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said in one place that this prayer, it is not essential that you just say it once and offer it once. Rather, you should be saying it again so that the meaning should be firmly imprinted on your minds. And then you are enabled to submit to Allah more than before. And so in order to get this prayer accepted, one should making this prayer very passionately. And through prayer, the prophets of Allah got the love of Allah Almighty. And they did not leave this prayer for a single moment. So it does not behove anyone that one should be negligent about this prayer, whether he is a prophet or a Nabi, because the status of Rushd and Hidayat, the guidance and excellence, they do not finish. It doesn't mean that one attains a high stage and then he feels that this is the end of it. But the capabilities of the prophets which Allah Almighty has given to them, for them more and more paths and avenues are open. So these stages of guidance and excellence, they never finish and they are unlimited. And the intellectual eyes cannot actually comprehend that. So therefore Allah Almighty taught this prayer and made it a central point. It is like an axis. It is a central thing, pivotal thing in the prayer. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim is particularly, they are reminded of that, so that the people can get benefit, full benefit of this prayer. And through that, they should be able to perfect the concept of unity and remember the promises of Allah. And they should get rid of the shirk of the idolaters. And this secret of this prayer is that it covers all various stages of human life. One is that these stages are unlimited, and after attaining one destination, you look forward to another destination. And secondly, all types of people, they can benefit from this prayer. Those who are weak in faith, they can benefit in order to get progress in faith. Even the atheist, they can also benefit so that they could be reminded to the path of Allah. So according to the stage of every person, this person takes that person to the higher stages if they are honestly in offering this prayer. And this includes every human being. This is unlimited prayer. There is no limit to its extent. And there is no end to this whole progress. And so blessed are those who are very regular in this prayer, like those who have really seen God Almighty, and they shed their tears, and those souls who are having the satisfied soul. These prayers should be offered with great passion and feelings and a state of agony. And with that, just like the pain of an injury. And sometimes people are trying to endure that. He goes on treating that. Then with the nufus-e mutmainna, satisfied souls, one should be offering this prayer. And whatever is the pleasure of Allah Almighty, one should be content with that, and continuously one should try to reach to the ultimate, highest point of advancement. And that is to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says that this is a prayer which includes every good thing, and safety and security and peace. This contains the glad tidings as well, which are contained. I mentioned some of the examples. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. And the one who believes in Allah, Allah Almighty, he guides him to the paths of guidance, paths of righteousness. وَإِنْ تُطِيُوهُ تَهْتَدُ. That if you are going to follow him, then you will get the guidance. If you obey him, then you will get the guidance. And the subject, according to the sequence, this refers to the obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you obey the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will get the guidance. And what is the guidance? As I mentioned earlier on, to move on the paths of guidance. And Allah Almighty has made His pleasure and His love, it has been linked with the obedience to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So therefore, the prayer of Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim is for the strength of one's faith to go on progressing in the field of spirituality and guidance, and to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. It is very essential for that. And then Allah Almighty, accepting this prayer, blesses a person with unlimited bounties and blessings and favors. And then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he explains the various forms of Sirat-e-Mustaqim and how to achieve that. What are the various categories of that? He says that Sirat-e-Mustaqim means that treading on the right virtue, the correct virtue, to follow that path is Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the right path. And this is called the moderation and following the middle of the road, middle of the middle course. And this gives the satisfaction to a person. And the pleasure of Allah and the unity of Allah is attained through that one. This is the ultimate objective, that a person should be following this path. And that person who is active in getting this path and this ultimate objective, then the person who becomes very slack, then he is decreasing, he is making a deficiency in the following the commandments of Allah Almighty. And that he works very hard and does the full effort, he is the one who is actually moving in the right direction. There are certain things, Huzur says that, for example, there are certain situations, difficulties, problems are there. Some people are discussing, or they are expressing the goodness. It is good to do virtues. It's good to spread the goodness. But there are certain problems, or there are certain points of wisdom, which according to which it is decided by the Nizam of the Jamaat, the organization of the Jamaat, that although we don't have to appease the people and we don't have to show any weakness, but still it is better that one should keep silence. And from the Khalifa Waqt, the Khalifa of the time, and the Imam gives the guidance that you just keep silence on this matter. But some people, because of their own excitement, they try to move forward and they show excitement more than what is required. And then in that society, in that circumstance, in those circumstances, they create problems for other people living in those circumstances. So therefore it is mentioned in Hadith, Al-Imamu Junnatun, that Imam is like a shield. They keep behind, remain behind that and follow his decisions. If you become too much excited, if you exceed the limit, then that is not a virtue. And by doing so, that person will be included among those people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that if you show weakness, that is wrong. But if you show so much excitement, which is more than what is required, and try to move forward, that is also wrong. He says to show mercy at every time. He says that to show mercy at all occasions, in every situation, if there is a habitual thief or a criminal, to forgive that person every time so that he may continue performing those crimes, that is wrong. And this is one extreme of that matter. He says, and on the other side, not to show mercy at all, and become so cruel that there is no element of forgiveness or which sometime may result in the forgiveness, may result in reformation, or accepting a good recommendation to forgive a person, then that is also wrong, because the purpose is defeated there. The occasion, that occasion is lost of punishing the person or not the person. And to do everything at its appropriate, proper time, that is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. In every action should be done according to the situation, the suitability of that action. It should be suitable and appropriate at that situation. And this is what is called Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the right path, the straight path. And this is obligatory for every mu'min to try to find this path. And for this the prayer is there, which is in every salat. Because all these things, because these are the things which are enabling him to avoid these extremes and to be safeguarded from that, and then invite him to come to the middle of these things take ultimately to the unity of Allah Almighty. Because Allah Almighty is such that he is always on the right path. So therefore, if these two extremes are eliminated, then a person will be following the middle of the course, middle course, and that is the path of the unity of Allah. And Hazur explains that apart from that, this straight path is that which is true, which is the fact. And it is a wisdom, according to the situation, performing any deed which is most appropriate at a certain time. If this truth and his wisdom is put into action along to the people, then this is virtue. And if this is done in relation to God Almighty, then it is called devotion and ihsan. Huzur says, ihsan, the meaning of ihsan is not to do any favor to God Almighty, but total obedience to Allah Almighty. That is what is the true meaning of ihsan in this context. So if this thing, if this right of Sirat-e-Mustaqim is used with ihsan towards Allah Almighty through total obedience to Allah Almighty, if this is done towards people like that, this is a virtue. And if this is done to one's own person, then it is called the purification of one's soul. So if this, the third category is that if this way of moderation is towards one's own self, then this is the purification of one's soul. And this Sirat-e-Mustaqim is such a word in which all these three things are mentioned there, the true virtue, the pure relationship with Allah Almighty as well, and also the self-purification. So one should understand that this Sirat-e-Mustaqim was of three category: intellectual, and that right virtue, devoted relationship with Allah Almighty is Sirat-e-Mustaqim, and purification of oneself is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And then he says that these are of three category. They depend on three things: the intellectual, the practical, and through one's condition. And then further, they are divided into three different categories. This is a difficult extract, because it will be difficult because some people do not read it, they don't understand. There are many Ahmadis for their own language, it is not available, so it's very important subject. That's why I thought that I should explain it. He says that there are three, Amali, Ilmi, and Hali. These are the three words. Ilmi means the Hukukullah, it covers, and Hukukul Ibad, the rights of the human, and also the recognition of one's own right, self. And Amali means to perform those deeds, and the right of Allah, the right of human beings, and the right of one's own self, the recognition. That is the intellectual aspect. And the practical side is that one should actually perform those deeds and to discharge those rights and obligations. That is the practical thing. For example, the ilmi, the intellectual right is that to believe him to be one, absolutely one. And he should be believed to be the source of all blessing and virtue. And all the blessings emanate from God Almighty. And to believe that, and he is the one who creates, and he is the one who is inclusive of all goodness, and everything has to go back to God Almighty, and he is completely pure from all weakness and shortcoming, and he is absolutely free from that, and to believe in that one, and to believe him to be all inclusive of all good virtues and all the good attributes, all the good virtues, and he is the embodiment of all of that, and the belief in that one is what is required, and he is the one who is worthy to be worshipped, that he is the only one to be worthy to be worshipped, and this is the real humanity, and the real worship of Allah Almighty is that Allah Almighty alone should be worshipped, and to consider him the only one worthy to be worshipped. And if someone is worthy to be worshipped, then it is Allah alone. This is the ilmi sirat-e-mustaqim, the intellectual sirat-e-mustaqim, the middle path in that one. And in practical way, the practical sirat-e-mustaqim is this one, that to obey the commandments of Allah sincerely and in obedience, not to make any partner, and to pray for your own welfare only from God Almighty, always submitting to him, and always keeping your eye on that, and always be lost in the love of Allah. That is the practical sirat-e-mustaqim, practical way of sirat-e-mustaqim. And among the rights of human beings, the practical way is that the obligations and the dues of the human beings, what is the right way of that? To consider them as human beings like you, and there is no difference, just like us, whether they are rich or poor, and they are the creations of Allah Almighty, and to consider them the human beings created by Allah, and they consider them to be just, they do not have any power of their own. Because the true understanding regarding the human being is that all these, they are without any power, and they are mortal beings. Some people, they sometimes raise their status too much, that but actually everyone who comes to this world, he has to pass away, and after his death, then there is no other way which we can see. Some people even forget the way of Allah Almighty. They love their children so much. And this is the true wisdom regarding human beings, that their existence is just without any strength and power, and it is a mortal being. And this should be clear, that a mortal beings cannot be made as God, cannot be taken as God. But Allah Almighty has given various stages, and various status has been established. That should be, of course, considered, to see that everybody is similar, and there is no distinction between the officer and the subordinate. That is wrong. But so far as their status as human being, that is exactly the same, they are equal. And this is the intellectual unity. When the rights of human beings will be discharged in this way, that will be the intellectual unity of Allah. Because that establishes the unity of Allah Almighty, you are discharging the duties towards human beings But then suddenly the direction has been changed to the concept of the unity. And as a result of that, you will get the true concept of unity of Allah. And you will realize that besides Allah, there is nobody which is permanent. Everything is temporary and going to vanish. And so far as creation of God is concerned, they are all equal and they are all created by Allah Almighty. And then again, once again, the attention has been drawn to the concept of unity, because that establishes the greatness of one being, and that is Allah Almighty, who is perfect and one. And that indicates the excellence of Allah Almighty, the greatness, that it is Allah Almighty who is perfect in His being. And then he says that the practical Sirat-e-Mustaqim is this one, to perform the good deeds, that performing such deeds which are correct and right. And what is the practical Sirat-e-Mustaqim? That is to say that performing such good deeds, that performing such deed which is correct and right, only doing that one, and if there is any shadow of doubt of any mistake or illegal or not permissible, then avoiding that one. That is the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the right path. And this is the practical unity. This is the practical demonstration of a human being, that I don't have to do anything which is not permissible. And when I am depending upon Allah Almighty, and when I depend upon Allah Almighty, I am not going to do anything bad. So this will be further leading him to believe in the unity of Allah. Because the intention of the Muwahid, the one who believes in absolutely one God, is that he should have the concept of unity thoroughly. And his effort is always like that, that his morals should be according to what Allah Almighty has commanded and what he expects from people. What are the attributes of Allah Almighty? And in one's the right of one's person, what is that? Huzur says, he explains further, that in one's being there are certain situations, or when one indulges in bad things, the pride, the arrogance, the show-off and boasting, and the rancor and jealousy and pride and greed and miserliness and injustice. And one should be aware of all these things. This is the right of oneself, that one should be fully aware of that, that these are all these things are vices, and they destroy the person. So one should be fully knowledgeable about that and know these things. This is the intellectual Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the right path. And as these things are bad, to consider them just as bad they are. And this is the right way, and this is the right path. And these weaknesses and shortcomings and vices are there. These are very lowly things. To consider them as they are, that is the intellectual Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And this is the intellectual unity which leads to this concept that God Almighty is the one which does not have any sort of weakness. So when this knowledge is complete for that human being, then suddenly the attention of that person is drawn to the fact of the unity of Allah Almighty. That is the intellectual unity of Allah Almighty. By considering his own vices, by the knowledge of these vices, he will come to this point, to the unity of Allah Almighty. And that will mean that the greatness of one being, Allah Almighty, will be established. People can have vices, they have some shortcomings, and one should try to avoid that. And avoiding these weaknesses is actually by coming into the protection of Allah Almighty, which will establish the unity of Allah. And attention will be drawn to one being, to Allah Almighty, who is pure. and there is no weakness, no shortcoming, no defect, and all defects are other in other beings, not in Allah Almighty. And there are these vices are there, but there are so many others as well in human beings, but there is none in Allah Almighty. And one should submit to Allah Almighty. And then again, the subject of unity has come. Huzur says, and in Hakku Nafs, the right of a person, the practical unity is that one should try to cleanse oneself from all these lowly morals and lowly habits. And Huzur further explains that the self, human self, what is the practical sirat-e-mustaqim, the right path for a person, is that all these habits and vices which are very of lowly nature, this will be the practical way of avoiding all these things. And then one should be exclusively, make oneself exclusively is focused. One should make oneself completely clear away from these lowly habits. And so far as the good habits are concerned, one should be try to establish those things, and one should be exclusively focusing on that. And one should decorate oneself, inner self, with these good things which Allah Almighty has taught us. And one should decorate oneself with these, and one should be trying to acquire those good things. This is the practical sirat-e-mustaqim, the right path for a human being. And this is the practical sirat-e-mustaqim. This is for the human beings. And that shows the real condition of a person. And this also indicates the situation of the unity, because the intention of the one who believes in Allah Almighty is that he should be completely free from the thought of anyone except Allah, and completely focused on Allah, and become completely focused on Allah, and all those who are other than Allah, and his heart should be completely free from that, completely empty from that. There should be no room for anything. And the status of the purity of Allah Almighty should be there. And the practical sirat-e-mustaqim, for that person, there is a difference. And Huzur is going to explain this. And he says that the practical sirat-e-mustaqim of the human, of the self, human self, is a special knack, a special ability, a special thing which one acquires through the spiritual exercise. And one struggles and does the mujahida in the way of Allah Almighty. And this is something high status of spirituality and excellence, whether people can see it or not. But because of this effort, who puts himself into difficulty and does the mujahidat and struggle for that, so it is not essential that everybody may be able to see that. But this is the right path, that this service which is done like that, the practical sirat-e-mustaqim of Haqqul Ibad, the right of the people, is that it is only visible at a time when so many people of this world, they are able to witness that, and they are able to appreciate and see and get the benefit of that. And a human being is discharging the obligations towards human being, and when this condition of service is fulfilled, and then this is the practical sirat-e-mustaqim for a human being. And this obligation which Allah Almighty has fixed on a person, that to discharge the right of other people, that is done. So this is actually the fulfillment of this ultimate objective. So the true and the established, this is the fact, it will be really established at that point when a person discharges the rights of other people and serving them properly in the best possible manner. When this is done, then the practical Sirat-e-Mustaqim will be achieved. And this all depends on the self-purification. And this Sirat-e-Mustaqim for which one prays, that Allah begs from Allah Almighty that I should be given the right path. The best result of that, the true result of that will only be seen when a person is actually trying to purify his inner self. And it is not necessary that one should be discharging the rights to other people. It can be achieved by living alone. But one must be giving the purification and self-purification of that. But the responsibility which Allah Almighty has given while living along with other people, that is a must. And the person will be called only walking on Sirat-e-Mustaqim at that time when he is taking care of the rights and obligations of other people, his friends and his neighbors and all other people, because there is no state of celibacy in Islam. So this is such an explanation which if one is able to fully comprehend that, it shows the ways and it takes us to that path. It shows the path, it takes us to that path, and ultimately enables a person to reach the final destination by acting upon these teachings. And in order to act upon these, one is always in need of help of Allah. So it is said that you always pray, Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim. In this extract, all the virtues have been focused on the purity of one's unity of Allah Almighty, and this is the objective for which a mu'min should strive and work very hard. And with reference to purifying oneself, oneself from the element of shirk. Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam says that you also know that Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqima Sirat al-Lazina Anamta alayhim, in this verse, in order to purify oneself from the delicate paths of shirk are mentioned, hinted here, and that is why Allah Almighty has mentioned that they should try to get the excellences of the prophets. And they have been taught the prayer to make the prayer for that. Because sometime people have committed exaggeration regarding the status of these people. And those people who did like that, and the result of these people was that after some time, they made those prophets as the deity, as the object of worship. And they set that prophet as a partner with Allah Almighty. And this is what happened to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that changed the condition of the Christians. And Allah Almighty, referring to this disorder, he says that those people who get the blessings from Allah Almighty, the Rasul, Nabi and Muhaddis, they are appointed for this very purpose, that people should try to acquire their qualities and habits, not to make them the object of worship and make them idols like that. So these people of good qualities, the purpose of their advent is that every follower of them should be able to acquire those qualities and not to make them as statues and to submit to them and as an object of worship. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said, that you become wali and not those who worship wali, and you become peer but not those who worship the peer. And this is quite common in our country, and some people have made business out of that, and they go and there are some channels here of some Muslim channels, and they open up the book and they, what sort of istikhara you want to get it, whether this match of partnership is good or not, And some people, they complain to me as well, that they just give us the answer in 4-5 hours. And when later on these matches, they are not successful, then they say that this is not our fault. So, because the result, this is because these people do not pray themselves. They do not pay attention to worship, prayer. And they have a blind faith on these people who have made this thing as a business. So the Ahmadis should try to avoid this sort of things. So Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam says that Allah Almighty has hinted this thing for the people of wisdom, that the excellences of these prophets are not like the excellences of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty is the one who is absolutely one in his person and his quality. But the prophets are not like that. But Allah Almighty makes their heirs from their true followers. And their ummah is actually the heir of these prophets. And they get those qualities from them. The only condition is that they should be the true followers of those prophets. And to that, Allah Almighty has referred in this verse, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. Allah Almighty has hinted the same point in this verse. So this prayer, this takes a person to the unity of Allah. And then he says, explaining this point, that the name of Islam means the steadfastness. Allah Almighty has the name of Islam has been Istiqamat. Istiqamat means steadfastness. As he teaches a prayer, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqima, Sirat al-Lazina Anamta alayhim, that we firmly establish us on the path of steadfastness. Those who got the blessings from you, and the it should be taken very clearly that the purpose of everything and the steadfastness is by looking at the objective of those things. Whatever is the status of steadfastness, what is the purpose of that? If you look at the ultimate objective, then you can understand the true meaning. And the ultimate objective of human being is that they have been made. What is the objective purpose of the creation of human being? That he has been created for God. So therefore, in human values, the steadfastness means that actually he should try to become entirely for the sake of Allah Almighty. And when he becomes like that, certainly he is going to get all the blessings. In other words, this is called the pure life. This is what can be called the pure life. As when you see, when you open up the window towards the sun, then all the rays of the sun, they do come in. Huzur says that Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam says, in order to get this pure life, this world is the place to get it, and Allah Almighty hints to this one, man kana fi hazihi amma fa huwa fil akhirati amma wa dhallu sabila, that the one who is blind here, then he has not been able to get the light to see Allah Almighty. He would be like that in the hereafter. So these internal filth of human beings, that should be done away with. As Allah Almighty says, that one has to continuously struggle for that. There is a need for prayer. And only then Allah Almighty will show his action as a result of that prayer. And if he likes, then he envelops that person into his mercy. Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam says in one place that the great name, the greatest name of human being is steadfastness, and the meaning of that is that through this one can attain the excellence of being human being. The way through which one can get to the excellences of human being, humanity, that is what is called the steadfastness, and this is the Ism-e-Azam. Ism-e-Azam means the great name. And Allah Almighty has referred to this one in Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. So in the unlimited excellences in humanity are there. Everybody, every moment should try according to one's own capability to achieve those. And this is actually the expansion of the meaning of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is the vastness. And one should always continuously pray for that, to achieve that. And then drawing our attention to this responsibility of prayer, Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Waslam says that how one should try to expand this prayer. He says that regarding prayer, we should remember that Allah Almighty has taught us in Surah Fatiha, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladhina An'amta alayhim. There are three aspects which have to be kept in mind. The first one is that one should include all the human beings in this prayer. The whole world, every human being, that should be included in this prayer. And secondly, all the Muslims should be included in this prayer, that Allah Almighty enable them to go to the right path. And all those people, those members of the community who are within the fold of the community, they should be included. And all these people will be included, and this is the objective of Allah Almighty. And this is this has been mentioned in the beginning of the verse, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the universe. And then he has put his name Rahman. This incites the love of mankind. And then he has mentioned his name as Rahim, because that incites to the kindness to the believers, because the Rahim is a special name with the believers. And then the meaning of the Jamaat is also there, because Yawmuddin is referring to this one, because all the communities will be assembling to before Allah Almighty. So this is a very comprehensive prayer. So all with that reference, one can understand that the love and kindness for all human beings is included there. And this is the fundamental principle in Islam, that one should be well-wisher of all mankind. So all these things we have listened, they require that we should pray for the guidance of mankind, for the guidance of Muslims. And Allah Almighty save the mankind from troubles and difficulties. As the people have forgotten Allah Almighty today, the countries are whether apparently they have or not, but internally they have enmity and hatred against one another, and they are trying to damage them. And they are fast moving to that position where there is a very clear signs of the world war. And that is going to be very devastating. So we should pray that Allah Almighty, while He may protect all Ahmadis from the damage of war, and also Allah may protect the whole mankind and all Muslims. And actually, the whole mankind is standing on the brink of fire at the moment. And at the moment they are going to fall into it, then it's extremely devastating. So there is a need for prayer. If anybody can save mankind, that is these are the Ahmadis. Those are the true followers, true believers, and they are in that community, which is the community of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. With great effort, they should try to reform themselves. And also, considering the devastation of mankind, they should particularly extensively pray to Allah Almighty. May Allah enable us to do so.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله.